Hare Krishna. This morning I got a text message from Chaitanya Leela, Devadasi in Coventry, and informing me that a long-standing acquaintance, friend of mine, Harshad Desai, left his body. The information still seems a little sparse, but he had a heart attack. Seems like he was in Birmingham, had been to the temple, and was at the train station, taking the train home, and had a heart attack, and either left his body there or in the hospital, but in any case, he's deceased. And I knew him from the first year that I went to the UK, which was over 30 years ago. He'd invited me to Leamington Spa. There was a fair in the park sponsored by the local council, and I think we chanted and I gave a talk, and then I ate at his home, and his wife's name is Monica. She's English, and they had I think 3 or 4 children, and in fact the last time I met him he told me he was already grandfather a few times over. And he had, if I remember right, came from South Africa. He was a doctor by profession, well known and well respected. And he used to tell me about his acquaintance with King Buthelezi, who's I think one of the Swahili tribe kings, and he would he would write with him, keep in touch with him. And he first came in touch with Krishna consciousness in Bury Place, and I think the devotee he would always talk about was Rancho Prabhu. And he met Srila Prabhupada, along with his wife, in Bury Place. And he, as I mentioned, lived in Leamington, so he would usually come to Coventry, Birmingham, or Leicester temples. He was a very nice man, and as a doctor, he was the one who actually introduced Hare Krishna Dasi and Pundarik to Prabhu, to Krishna consciousness. And that's how they became devotees. And something that was he would always do throughout all the time that I knew him was distribute Prabhupada's books to whomever he was either working, wherever he was working in hospitals. He would always take the opportunity to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, and I have many letters from him and correspondence where we would correspond back and forth, and he would tell me different adventures, different stories of people who took the books and were touched by Srila Prabhupada. And I would say that that was his consistent, long-standing service. He was a Vaishnava, as far as I know from his whole family were already Vaishnavas. He chanted 16 rounds originally, was going to be taking initiation from Bhagwan. Of course, that didn't work out. And then more recently, he was aspiring to take initiation from Giriraj Maharaj. In fact, I met him when I was last in Birmingham and asked about that. I'd already thought that he would have been initiated, and he said no, he was waiting for Giriraj Maharaj to pass through and give him initiation. In short, he was a very wonderful man, and our condolences to his family members, to his wife and his children. He wasn't a full-time live-in temple devotee. He wasn't a GBC or a sannyasi. He was a, even as a, say, congregation member, he wasn't as active as some others, but he was a committed devotee. And he lived a virtuous life, and he practiced Krishna consciousness. He served Krishna in his own ways, And I think he'll, up to Krishna, either attain the supreme destination or certainly take birth amongst the devotee families, family of devotees, and there complete and perfect this Krishna consciousness and go back home back to Godhead. I'm sure he'll be sorely missed, and it always comes as a surprise. Once again, it was similar event to what I mentioned a few days ago with Raghunath Prabhu's younger brother, that just a heart attack and you're gone. A very ideal way of leaving this world quickly. One minute you're very healthy and the next minute you're on to your next destination. I hope Krishna is merciful to me. Father, when I wrote to Keshav Bharti Maharaj, who I don't think knew him so much because he was always in Soho Street, but I mentioned that I'd like the same thing to happen to me in the temple room in the middle of a kirtan. Nothing could be more ideal. So once again, remembering Harshad Desai and condolences to his family, Hare Krishna.